This is the CertSecurity.com Threat Monitor podcast for the week of March 6, 2008. In these semi-monthly recordings, CertSecurity.com contributors offer expert advice on the latest information security threats. I'm Maggie Wright. In this podcast, contributor Ed Skudis identifies five of the most useful Windows command line tools for machine analysis and discusses how they can assist administrators in determining if a machine has been hacked. And now for this week's edition of Threat Monitor, built-in Windows commands to determine if a system has been hacked, written by Ed Skudis. Let's face it, Windows machines get hacked, and in some environments, it happens a lot. Fortunately, Microsoft has built numerous tools into Windows so administrators and power users can analyze a machine to determine whether it's been compromised. In this tip, which is the first of a two-part series, I'll cover five useful command line tools built into Windows for such analysis. Number one, WMIC, a world of adventure awaits. Windows Management Instrumentation command line, WMIC, is not merely a command. It's a world unto itself. Offering a command line interface to the ultra-powerful Windows Management Instrumentation API within Windows, WMIC lets administrative users access all kinds of detailed information about a Windows machine, including detailed attributes of thousands of settings and objects. WMIC is built into Windows XP Professional, Windows 2003, and Windows Vista. To use WMIC, users must invoke it by running the WMIC command followed by the area of the machine the user is interested in, often referred to as an alias within the system. For example, to learn more about the processes running on a machine, a user could type at the command prompt WMIC process. Output of that command will likely look pretty ugly because an output format wasn't specified. With WMIC, output can be formatted in several different ways, but two of the most useful for analyzing a system for compromise are the list full option, which shows a huge amount of detail for each area of the machine a user is interested in, and the list brief output, which provides one line of output per report item in the list of entities, such as running processes, auto start programs, and available shares. For example, we can look at a summary of every running process on a machine by typing WMIC process list brief at the command prompt. That command will show the name, process ID, and priority of each running process, as well as other less interesting attributes. To get even more detail, users can type WMIC process list full at the command prompt. This command shows all kinds of details, including the full path of the executable associated with the process and its command line invocation. Number two, the NEC command, an oldie but a goodie. While WMIC is a relatively new command, let's not lose sight of some useful older commands. One of my favorites is the venerable NET command. Administrators can use this to display all kinds of useful information. Attackers frequently add users to a system or put their own accounts in the administrator's groups, so it's always a good idea to check the output of these commands to see if an attacker has manipulated the accounts on a machine. Some attackers create their own evil services on a machine, so users should be on the lookout for them. Number three, open files, deep scrutiny. Many Windows administrators are unfamiliar with the powerful open files command built into Windows. As its name implies, this command shows all files that are opened on the box, indicating the process name interacting with each file. It's built into modern versions of Windows, from XP Pro to Vista. Like the popular LSOF command for Linksys and Unix, it'll show administrators all open files on the machine, giving the process name and full path for each file. Unlike LSOF, however, it doesn't provide many more details, such as processed number, user number, and other information. Considering the volume of information it gathers, it's no surprise that the open files command is a performance hog. Thus, the accounting associated with the open files is off by default, meaning users can't pull any data from this command until it is turned on. When finished with the open files command, its accounting functionality can be shut off and the system returned to normal performance. Ed Skudis will reveal more Windows command line tools after a quick word from CertSecurity.com.
Want to know which NAC products can lock down your network endpoints or which firewalls can secure the application layer? visit our brand new Integration of Networking and Security School. Using a combination of webcasts, technical tips, podcasts, and quizzes, a top-notch roster of renowned information security instructors will help you learn how to secure the application layer, lock down network endpoints, secure remote offices, and much more. Don't wait. Get an in-depth look at the security-related and networking-related processes affecting enterprise network security. Visit searchsecurity.com's Integration of Networking and Security School today at searchsecurity.com/netsec. That's searchsecurity.com/netsec.
Number 4, netstat. Show me the network. The Windows netstat command shows network activity focusing on TCP and UDP by default. Because malware often communicates across the network, users can look for unusual and unexpected connections in the output of netstat. Although not as detailed as the TCP and UDP output, users can see if a machine is sending frequent and unexpected ICMP traffic on the network. Some backdoor trojans and other malware communicate using the payload of ICMP echo messages, the familiar and innocuous-looking ping packets seen on most networks periodically. Number 5. Find. Searching output for useful stuff. Most of the commands I have discussed so far spew a lot of output on the screen, which could be hard for a human to look through to find a specific item of interest. But Windows comes to the rescue. Users can search through the output of a command using the built-in find and findstr commands in Windows. The find command looks for simple strings, while findstr supports regular expressions, a more complex way to specify search patterns. Researching output. With these 5 tools, users can get a great deal of information about the configuration and security state of a Windows machine. To use each command in identifying a compromise, however, a user needs to compare the current settings of a machine under analysis to a normal, uninfected machine. There are 3 options for establishing a baseline comparison. First, if the user is an experienced malware hunter, he or she may have a sense of what is right and what is wrong with a given kind of machine, identifying evil or unusual stuff based on experience. Alternatively, this comparison can be performed against a clean, uninfected machine if there is one handy. If there isn't, a user may need to rely on a third option, researching specific files, process names, file names, and port numbers identified by these commands and searching for them online to determine whether they are normal for a given machine and the software it has installed, or whether they are associated with some type of malware. In this tip, I have discussed 5 powerful built-in Windows commands. In a future installment, I'll finish out our top 10 list by looking at some little-known but immensely useful features of the task list, reg, and ibconfig commands, as well as iterating with FOR loops and launching administrative GUIs via the command line. For more detailed information on each of these built-in Windows commands, read this tip in its entirety at searchsecurity.com/tips and click on Threat Monitor. That concludes this week's edition of searchsecurity.com's Threat Monitor podcast. You can also download more of our podcasts by visiting www.searchsecurity.com/podcast. Thanks for listening.